Senator Andy Menard wants schools to receive state money based on the needs of their students, not the wealth of local property taxpayers. So the Democrat from Bunker Hill has proposed an overhaul of Illinois' complicated school funding formula. Under Menard's plan, almost all the money schools receive from the state would be determined by the amount of students living in poverty. Some Republicans worry that could leave other schools short. In an effort to win their support, Menard is changing his plan to cap the amount of poverty money a school can receive. He says this would better target newly poor districts.
It would allow us to drive money into the middle, what I call the middle zone of poverty. You know, districts that have migrated from very low poverty to, you know, somewhere around 50%. I think that one change would be a positive for the bill.
Menard says these districts are predominantly downstate, where property values have fallen sharply since the Great Recession, economic pain that's trickled down to schools. I'm Hannah Meisel.